it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've got a negative sports betting story, but I guess it's good because it looks like it's being caught. But a lot going on in college sports yesterday. And, you know, like we mentioned, it kind of flies under the radar as we are underway in the NFL season, college football going as well. Like these sorts of sports betting stories are not discussed as maybe they should be and how much things have changed in college sports. This from Ross Dellinger. The NCAA announces that it is pursuing investigations for sports betting with 13 more athletes at six schools. So there was a statement released. I saw it out there making the rounds yesterday that the NCAA enforcement staff is in the process of alleging violations of sports betting rules and or related failure to cooperate violations for 13 former men's basketball student athletes who competed at six schools at the time the conduct in question occurred. Those schools, Eastern Michigan, Temple, Arizona State, New Orleans, North Carolina A&T, and Mississippi Valley. They say additional cases are in various stages of the investigation process. So the NCAA decides, okay, let's put this out there. Let's release a statement. Let's show that we're willing to tell people what is going on here. But for them to make this sort of a statement, that's got to mean they are very close to putting some evidence out there. And we're going to hear more about this one.
It is such a wild landscape now because sports betting is just crammed down everybody's throats. And this is why a lot of states, when they were legalizing sports betting, did not want to have the advertising on television. I mean, you watch an NFL game. I watched Packers and Commanders last night. Now, the commercials aren't as hot and heavy on Amazon Prime, but take a Monday night football game or a Sunday night football game. And I know a lot of us don't watch commercials anymore because the game breaks and we go to our phones, or the game goes to commercial and we get something to drink or something to eat. A lot of us don't really consume commercials because we have ADD because of these stupid things. But pay attention to how many sports betting commercials are on during your next primetime football game. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And people wonder why are these college athletes gambling? Well, I hate to break it to you. I know college kids at Illinois when I was there that were gambling too. Like, it happened. Don't think the kids on the Illinois football team didn't have a bookie in 2008. The problem is all the saturation in the market creates a bigger appetite, and it's literally everywhere. That's one of the worst parts about the space. And, you know, I feel so many different ways about this whole situation because legalization has helped us catch more people. Like, guys were getting away with it 15 years ago because it wasn't legal. Guys would have just corner guys and local college kids were bookies. Like, that's how it was. But now that you can track the paper trail with BetMGM or whatever sports book, you're able to clip people easier. That's how Calvin Ridley got caught in Florida. He signed up, put Calvin Ridley on his account. Like, how dumb can you be? But the paper trails actually make it easier to catch illegal gambling and college players gambling. It's such a weird landscape, though, man, because as much in favor as I am for legalized sports betting, this is not good. It is not good that 13 schools, according to Ross Dellinger, are having issues, and or 13 more athletes at six schools, excuse me.
Yes,
the truth basketball. Is it's probably more than six. It's probably more than
yeah,
six.
Yeah, of course.
That's
definitely.
The reality.
And the NCAA was willing to go this far and say that this includes student athletes betting on and against their own teams. See, that's the one that Pete Rose was always fighting. Well, I always bet on my team. They're saying in some of these examples that they're betting against their teams, sharing information with third parties for purposes of sports betting, knowingly manipulating scoring or game outcomes, and or refusing to participate in the enforcement staff's investigation. That is serious, man. Betting on your team to lose, changing the score, having that sort of power. You know, in basketball, you have a turnover at the end of the game for it to go under the total or something like that. Is anybody going to notice? Or how blatant is it? I also noticed, Sam, small schools. Eastern Michigan, New Orleans, North Carolina, A&T, smaller schools where it probably went unnoticed for a long period of time. I think both of us are on the same page, and a lot of people in this in the industry are on the page that, look, sports betting helps. We're finding this because of sports betting, especially how rampant legalized sports betting is. But, and to your point, yes, it always it's going to happen regardless. I don't think it happens to this level. Does this happen? What the NCAA is releasing a statement about yesterday. Does this happen if we don't have PASPA overturned? If we don't have legalized sports betting in most states now throughout the country? I don't know. Because I know it's our world and we've been interested in it. And a lot of our friends and we talk to people about it that have been in on it for a very long period of time. We grew up in it in the Chicagoland area where it's always been everywhere, legal or not. But I also, we know a lot of people that had no interest in betting on sports until it was legal. And I don't know that this is happening if it isn't legal throughout much of the country.
It's really impossible to say. I mean, kids would be gambling. Yes, of course they would. Mm-hmm. But I think we obviously have more gamblers now because of legalization. The other side of that coin, though, without legalized betting, you don't catch a lot of this stuff and you don't have these gaming boards and these people investigating box scores. If sports betting wasn't legal, we wouldn't be diving inside the Utah Valley box score. We just wouldn't. We wouldn't have these agencies that were combing through the play-by-play where, oh, this point guard turned the ball over on four straight possessions. We wouldn't care. But now that it's legal, you have to have everything in order and you have to have the checks and balances system. It's a tough look. I'm glad that the NCAA is figuring out what's going wrong and doing something about it. It's not going to stop people from doing this, though. That's the unfortunate part of the equation, because people will always reach out to athletes and say, hey, I will give you this and you do this and we will go on our way. That's happened forever, though. I mean, think about Henry Hill. You know, at Boston College, like this happened long before sports betting was legalized. I don't know what the solution is. I don't have one for you. I don't think anybody has a solution.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe O, Sammy P, this is BetSweats, BetMGM Network, getting you set for a weekend full of sports betting on football, whether it be the NFL or college. Top of the hour in 10 minutes from right now, we're going to start breaking down all of these NFL games. We'll start with Bears-Lions and hit a few other games that we have some strong opinions on. We'll be doing that throughout the rest of the show. We are here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. College football. Maybe you don't have a bet on it, but give me the game, the matchup. You can't wait to see the result. You can't wait to see what happens. Maybe you have a bet on it. Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just curious about the two teams in the matchup or whatever. What is number one on your list of must-see this weekend?
I woke up this morning after talking to a couple people last night who helped me get here. I am fully in on a Miami blowout tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I'm there. It took until Friday. It is funny how this works because, I mean, we do a lot of things, you and I. We have several jobs and we do multiple shows and I'm writing stories and, like, I'll get an email on Tuesday like, hey, what are your best bets? I'm like, dude, it's Tuesday. Chill. Like, it's Tuesday. I don't have a best bet for you. But by Thursday, Friday, I feel pretty good and I'm ready to go. I don't think South Florida is going to be able to stop Miami's offensive line. If you go back and look at the size of Miami's O-line, like I went back and watched that Miami-Notre Dame game. Notre Dame has NFL guys on that D-line, and they were getting pushed around, pushed around. And then you watch Florida, South Florida, and while South Florida did win, and they deserve full credit for it, Florida kind of worked the line too. But Florida just made these dumb mistakes because that's what Billy Napier teams do. I think Miami is going to beat the snot out of South Florida tomorrow. It took me until Thursday night, Friday morning to get there. And I could be well wrong about this. I know people, Chris Andrews was on the show yesterday saying he had a wise guy take 18. Fine. I laid some 17 and a half first thing this morning. First thing I did, 2 feet hit the floor, 10 toes down, got out of bed, and then bet Miami.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason every time we've had a college football guest this week that one of us has brought up this game. And I have brought up, okay, dose of reality. Well, they're going to do it 3 straight weeks now. I'm just mad at myself that I didn't grab the 16 and a half on Monday, because after Monday, that's when we went through the 17. There's a reason we went through the 17, and we're still there. We're at 17 and a half. I want to say that the USF side is going to be the public side, and maybe we'll get so much money that it comes back down. That's probably not going to happen. And you're right. If you have the opinion of a blowout, why are you sweating 17 over that hook? I don't know that it's a key number, but I get it. Like that 17 games land on 17. But if you feel that strongly about it, just take the 17 and a half. Because if the sharps are on that side, it's not going to come down. It's not that big of a game. So we're on the same page. I had that thought during Monday morning market moves, and then I didn't act right away. And I've been annoyed at myself, hoping it would come back down. It has not budged since moving up to 17 and a half. So, yep, we are on the same page there. I have gone back and forth, and I think you kind of talked me into this. Like early in the week, I was thinking Tennessee. And the more people we talk to, and you brought up the point about Georgia, and just be careful, just be careful. Take a look at these injuries. Georgia hasn't played anybody. They haven't brought their A game yet. They're just kind of coasting through the beginning of the season, couple of patsies first couple weeks. It's not a game I'm betting, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens, because I could see either thing happening. I could see the real Georgia team showing up, or maybe Tennessee pulls off the upset at home.
I have a short quote from Tony Miller, Golden Nugget. They are betting Tennessee, and they will not stop. They will not stop.
When you hear they, the dummies or smart people?
Everybody. Sharps everybody. And squares. It's a pile-on.
All right, NFL week number 2. Breakdowns next. Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.